AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities say an ex-Marine smashed a pickup into a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, Michigan, and then opened fire and set the building ablaze. Officers then fatally shot the man, identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford. At least four people were killed and eight wounded. Authorities are searching for more victims. A man accused of shooting into a bar from a boat is due in court in North Carolina later today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A North Carolina man is charged with murder after officials say he opened fire from a boat into a crowd at a Southport waterfront bar Saturday night, killing three and injuring five. District Attorney John David identifies him as Nigel Edge and says it was a targeted location.
We have developed evidence at an early stage that this was highly premeditated.
David says Edge was on their radar.
But nothing significant in his past which would give us any indication that he was capable of such horror.
Oak Island Police Chief Charlie Morris says the 40-year-old was a longtime resident, a veteran, and also known to them as Sean DeBevoix.
He frequently hung out on our pier. Our employees knew him. And we were just familiar with him. He has filed a lawsuit, sent numerous lawsuits on the town, on the police department.
Edge is being held without bond. I'm Julie Walker.
Days after his defiant speech at the United Nations rejecting demands to end the war in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to meet with his most important supporter. Yahoo meets Monday with President Trump in Washington. The meeting comes at a tenuous moment. Israel is increasingly isolated, losing support from many countries that had been allies. This is AP News. Palestinian health officials say the Israeli-Hamas war has now taken the lives of more than 66,000 Palestinians. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
More explosions Sunday in Gaza, as the local health ministry says more than 66,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to the White House for talks with President Donald Trump on halting Israel's offensive in Gaza City. Netanyahu has come under heavy international pressure to end the war, and key Western allies have joined a growing list of countries that now recognize a Palestinian state. The European Union is considering sanctions, and there are also calls for a sports and cultural boycott against Israel. I'm Donna Water.
A massive drone and missile attack on Ukraine killed at least four people overnight into Sunday. Officials say dozens were wounded. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.